The Lord be with you.
And with
you. From the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and to heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. Father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. After giving some concise ideas on the gospel, I'd like to speak a little bit about St. Joseph, because this coming Monday will be the Solemnity of St. Joseph. And in one of our community meetings we have on Wednesdays when we're all here, I made a suggestion to Father Larry, why not consecrate our parish to St. Joseph? And he said, we'll do it. So we're going to be consecrating our parish to St. Joseph this coming Sunday. And the next Sunday is the Solemnity of St. Joseph. I don't see you people as very happy about that announcement, are you? None of you have devotion to St. Joseph? Man, awesome. All of us priests have great devotion to St. Joseph, and he's the patron of the Oblates, as well as Pope Francis has great devotion to St. Joseph. In the Mass now, we always mention St. Joseph in the prayer. So hopefully that was not a fake applause, but a real applause, okay? Pope is speaking about fake news. No, this is, hopefully your applause was real, not artificial or like a plastic flower, no? So I'll say a word on St. Joseph, then I'll give you a couple ideas on the gospel. Every Monday I write an article, a blog article, and then usually the following week it's published on Catholic Exchange, and I wrote an article today on St. Joseph. The very end of the article, the article is about 1,100 words, which would be about 4 pages. I gave the classical titles you have for Saint Joseph that you can pray in the litany. One of my favorites is Saint Joseph is the master of the interior life. Someone might say, but what the heck does that mean, Father? Well, I'll explain it to you, okay? If I'm reading your minds, no? I'm not in curam dedo, but I can kind of see the blank look on your face, no? Master of interior life means that he's the teacher of prayer. That's what it means. Now, one of the most extraordinary things of Saint Joseph is he taught Jesus to pray. Is Jesus God? Is Jesus God? Say yes, Father. Yeah, he is God, right? So you might say theologically, how could Jesus teach God to pray? You have to know your Christology. So a mini course in Christology. Jesus Christ is God. He's God of gods, Lord of lords. Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity. Jesus Christ has two natures in one person. The union of the two natures, the theologians call it the hypostatic union, or we call it the incarnation. But in those two persons, in those two natures, the divine nature and the human nature, the divine nature can't change. It's immutable. If it could change, then he wouldn't be perfect. So, in his divine nature, God cannot learn. He's omniscient, omnipotent. However, in his human nature, Jesus grew in wisdom and age and grace before God and man. Luke chapter 2. So in his human nature, Jesus had to learn. He wasn't born from Mary, then he started to walk right away. It took a while. He learned quicker than us. Jesus, to be able to speak, he spoke perfectly, but as soon as he wasn't born, he wasn't speaking. So it was Jesus that learned from Saint Joseph how to pray. Probably one of the first words that he learned was Abba, which means daddy. Daddy. Spanish papi. In Chilean Spanish, babo. Okay, so there's different ways that Jesus was learning. He learned to walk, he learned to talk, he learned to articulate words. That was taught by Joseph and Mary. So let's apply that to ourselves. Were all of you born mystics? No, you were not. You're born as little animals, okay? And then finally you were baptized and you became a creature of God, okay? None of us were born mystics. So, let us pray that Saint Joseph will teach us how to pray. Amen? And he will. I would say that's an infallible prayer, if you believe. You have to believe. So you're going to go home today, spend maybe some time thinking about what the priest said to you. God speaks to the priest too, believe it or not. And you can tell Saint Joseph, or beg Saint Joseph, Saint Joseph, teach me how to pray, as you taught Jesus how to pray. Well, so tomorrow when you come at the Mass at 12 o'clock, all of your prayer life is going to be from here to here. And I'm going to pray that for you. You pray for me too. You come in here in 24 hours, you're going to have a greater desire to pray. And I've said it more than once. I can teach you how to pray. I'm a teacher. I am. I can teach you how to pray, but I can't give you the desire to pray. That I can't. St. Joseph can. Amen? I can teach you the art. I can give you the tools, the instruments, through teaching and preaching. But the desire, you got to beg the Holy Spirit. You got to beg St. Joseph, beg the Blessed Mother. So tomorrow at this time, all of you are going to have this fire in your heart that you're going to want to pray more. Amen? Okay, the gospel, two virtues that we can beg for from this man who has a beautiful heart. The first is that this man has great compassion. He sees his son suffer, and he suffers with his son. Let us pray, as we draw close to Easter, that we will have a compassionate heart. Compassion is a word that comes from Latin. The prefix of it would be cum passio, and it means the ability to suffer with. Suffer with. I'll give an example. It's one of the primary apostolic works of a priest is to listen to people's problems. We do. For the problem listener. Huh? More than once, someone has come to me, Father Dave, Father Craig, Father Larry, all the priests, has come with a broken heart. And open up and unloaded and vented and pounded the chair or pounded and talked and unloaded and pounded the desk for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, going on and on and on and on. It's happened to me more than once. And after just unloading for 20 minutes, the person say, thank you, Father, for solving my problem. I never opened up my mouth. Nor did I have the intention to open up my mouth. I wanted the person just to unload, to be a sounding board, to we absorb your suffering within our hearts, and then we place it right here. Absorb your suffering. As the victim's soul, Fulton Sheen says the priestdom is the victim or offers the victim. Victim is someone who suffers. So we take upon us your suffering, we place it on the altar, and when we lift up the chalice, your problems become much easier. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen? You can do that to a limited degree. You're not priests. But you can do that to a limited degree. Someone comes with a suffering, listen, weep with the person, offer your suffering, place it on the altar, and then when the chalice and host is lifted up, that person is being lifted up to the heavens. You know, it's not easy. Listen to problems. Demands a lot of patience, a lot of compassion, a lot of humility, and a lot of fortitude. It's hard. Very hard. And I think it's one of the greatest acts of charity you can do. We talk about love, no? Because you just get the garbage dumped on you. Huh? It's like garbage dumped on you, like a ton of garbage. And you got to swallow it. As they say in New York, suck it up, huh? You got to do that, huh? You do. But it's an act of charity. And the second thing that we learned from this man was his faith. This is a pagan. This man's a pagan. He's not a Jew. But he had faith in Christ. Do you have faith? Have any of you seen the movie Little Boy? Chapadito, Little Boy. Huh? You ever see Little Boy? How many saw the film Little Boy? Got to see it. It's a little boy that had faith that he could move mountains through trusting God. So if our faith is small as a mustard seed, you ever see a mustard seed? It's one of the smallest seeds that exists. If our faith is as small as a mustard seed, we could tell the mountain to move and it will be cast into the sea. So let's pray today for great love for Saint Joseph, the master of the interior life. Let's pray for compassion, a heart that's willing to suffer for Christ with others. And let's pray for faith, a faith that can move the mountains. Amen.